Take it day at a time, that's all. Just think about tonight and a little bit of tomorrow. That's all you can think about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm naturally like that. I don't think, like a week ahead, I don't even think about it. I'm just like, my mind doesn't, if somebody says, hey, what are you doing on such and such? And it's like, I like stare, look around, it's like somebody asked me like a difficult math question. It's like, yes or no? It's like, I have nothing to do, but I'm just like, am I doing anything? I haven't really thought about Monday. Today's what, Wednesday? So I got to think about tonight, what I'm doing, like, after we're done talking and just going over to the sofa. That as far as I can go. Enjoy the things you can enjoy and don't worry about other crap, you know, that could happen. If it happens, mm-hmm. it happens. If it doesn't, that's even better, you know?
Yeah.
Just think positively, think day by day. Could happen. Don't think too far ahead because it's going to stress the hell out of you. Think about now. Yeah. Enjoy today. Enjoy right now. Enjoy the food you're having right now. Enjoy the movie you're watching right now. Thank you for joining us this episode. Just laugh. Just laugh as much as you can. Smile and laugh. Be like, what's his name? The smirk on Lauren. Be like Lauren. Be a little bit like him. Just take it easy. Go with the flow. Whatever happens, whatever you eat, and go sleep. You know, just have fun. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter, episode number 3, season 11. First couple, Mark and Mina. What'd you think? What'd you think about the whole episode?
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on Gregory. Gregory is his name, or
Gregory,
George?
Gregory, yeah.
Gregory, I knew it was a G name. Gregory, I have thoughts on. I have thoughts on Mark and Mina.
Okay.
And I have thoughts on the thruple.
All right, so let's start with Mark and Mina.
Okay.
First scene is there's
her talking to her son, which clears some things up for us.
They FaceTime with Clayton in France, in Paris, and he's with his auntie over there.
Okay, I just need to say, I totally get that some people's friends, they call them sister, whatever, but like, it's a big difference. Sorry. Right. I thought she meant like he's with her sister, her actual biological sister, not a friend. And
oh, that wasn't her sister?
No, it said friend.
Oh,
in the lower third. I was
just
like
paying attention to Clayton's face to see, you know, what kind of reaction he's going to have.
But yeah, so it's her friend. It's not her sister, which is like, again, I understand there are people who maybe they're an only child too. I notice people who are only children end up having like really close friends.
Right.
Because they don't have siblings.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not trying to knock that, but I'm just saying there's a different kind of bond when it's your actual nephew versus your friend's kid.
Right.
I don't know. She seems to trust her friend, but
yeah, I mean, this. Maybe
this
she's
poor
a
baby
you know,
is
professional
like,
babysitter.
When are you?
Maybe she's a professional babysitter. I mean,
I don't know. That's the other thing that was revealed. So the way it was worded last episode or the episode before was
right.
His passport's on its way.
Right.
That's not what was told to us this time. This time it was like there's some type of clerical error and it's an indefinite issue. Like, it was very different, the tone this time than before.
Right.
And I was like, so we just don't know, and you left your son?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm judging a lot harder now because I thought it was something like, oh, he's gonna follow behind us, it's only gonna be another month or so.
No,
but that's not the case.
How long it's going to take? It could be a year.
Yeah, I don't know. That broke my heart because right. he's like, my mom abandoned me. He's already saying things like,
right.
She said he was saying things like, maybe you only like your new family. Poor child has like a complex now exactly. because his mom just up and left.
Right.
We talked last week about the whole passport debacle.
Mm-hmm.
I checked all of the subreddits of 90 Day Fiancé, and people are thinking the passport that she showed that was a U.S. passport is probably Maria's.
Right.
And the passport behind it looks like a dark color, but it does not look like a French passport. So right. a lot of people in those subreddits were saying maybe she's desperate to come here because she doesn't have French citizenship.
Uh-huh.
And she would be better off with an American citizenship or American passport.
Right.
Which is why she was so eager to leave her son.
That's possible. Yeah. I mean, just the, notion that, you know, you leave your son behind for how long? They don't even know. I mean, this thing could go on, take months and months.
Yeah.
And, you know, she starts crying. And why are you crying for? Because it's
now she's regretting it.
It's your doing. And you should have stayed. I think she was just crying just to score points with Mark, is like making him feel guilty.
Not.
Like, you know.
I really hope not, because that's nasty.
Well, I think she's a little bit of that.
Well, okay, yeah. So the other thoughts that I have are
right.
there are some things in this episode that kind of like TLC, they're weaving a narrative. They're trying to drum up drama for us to want to watch the show.
Right.
So there are some things that I was like, this is kind of leading. I don't know. And there are other things that I was like, no, I don't like this. So right. I didn't like that Mark didn't have like a high chair or diapers. Are you stupid? Like,
I mean,
why do you not?
Guy... He's not like she, kind of guy.
He's I don't know if he's that dumb. It feels a little bit. What do they call it? Weaponized incompetence. He's that dumb.
Yeah, he's like he didn't childproof the house. He didn't buy no high chair for the baby. No diapers. He didn't
no
buy
diapers.
Groceries.
Like, what are you doing, bro? So like that.
What are you doing? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that I was like, she's justified in being upset about that, 100%.
And on
but
top
then
of,
they,
yeah, and on top of what? Everything else, she wants to buy, find a supermarket, take her to a supermarket.
Yeah, that's
not
the
like
other
a
thing.
Convenience store, and they go in there, and he's like, yeah, they have meat in the back. What are you talking about? They don't have lamb and fresh mushrooms here. You know,
she like that was another thing that was like, okay, TLC is hamming this up. They're like, we're gonna have him take her to a gas station and all this stuff and really make it look like this country bumpkin backwards town. Meanwhile,
exactly.
This town is like near Lake Winnipesaukee. It's like a huge, it's a very affluent neighborhood. They have probably a million grocery stores that would have more than enough.
Yeah,
they probably have high end grocery stores too for her.
Right.
So this was definitely like one of those production things that I was like, ugh, whatever. Okay.
Right.
They want to make her look like more uppity than she is. But truthfully, she's just looking for meat and mushrooms. Like, that's not that crazy.
I mean,
and lamb is a French meat. Like, they cook
exactly.
a lot with that. So that was fine. The things that I didn't like about her were attitude about Mark's family.
Right.
That was outrageous. And I don't think that he put his foot down strongly enough. She called his daughter a snake.
After the convenience store debacle that, you know, she made spaghetti with ragu sauce or something like that. And the kid, she didn't want to eat any of it. So that night, I don't know if it's that night or
yeah, it seemed like it.
They were in the jacuzzi. So he starts telling her about exact, like almost verbatim, what Jordan told him, his daughter, about Mina. And he's like, yeah, my daughter said this and that, you know. And immediately she calls Jordan a snake. It's like, why does that come to your mind? It's the first thing that comes to your mind is snake? No. Why don't you say, like, yeah, I understand. We didn't have enough time, you know, in Paris to get to know each other. We'll do that. I will try, or something to that effect. Like, you know,
totally.
I'm going to make the effort to know your family and to know your daughter and your son. And it's like, oh, so I have to watch out for these people. She's a snake. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's like, it was a healthy response to that would have been, because she was offended that Jordan spoke to the dad and not Mina.
Right.
Jordan has every right to speak to her dad. Exactly. What kind of nonsense is that where you're like, she went behind my back? That's her dad.
I know.
Okay? Number one. Number two, that a healthy response would have been, I failed that Jordan doesn't feel comfortable enough to talk to me.
Right.
Because I didn't make that connection, because I didn't try to make that connection exactly. The only time that I met her.
Right.
And on top of that,
she was 3 hours late.
I'm sorry that, I'm sorry that Jordan feels that way. What can I do to help make it better? I know you love your daughter and we're a family. We're a blended family.
Right.
What do you think I can do? Do you think I should call her and get coffee with her? Do you think, you know, something
anything
to that effect.
Anything would have been better than her reaction.
Calling her a snake.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just make, at least you say you love Mark, at least make him comfortable, you know, even if you think snake in your head, don't verbalize it. Just say, oh, so, you know, just pretend. I mean, how hard is it? Just pretend like, yeah, I'll you know, put the effort in and I'll be the end of that. And so he doesn't freak out and you don't go to your, get out of the jacuzzi and say, don't come to the bed. You know, just where is he going to sleep, on a sofa?
Well, I don't even care. Mark should have put his foot down way harder. He was like, wait, don't call my daughter a snake. But then 2 seconds later, he's like, baby, stay in the jacuzzi. It's like, no.
Yeah,
this
guy,
woman just called your daughter a snake. You need to buck up. Come
this
on.
This guy, just the only thing he knows is fly planes. It's like, he doesn't know anything else. He's like, if I have guests over and, you know, just like just regular normal guest and they need to do, you know, buy something, I'll take him to the best supermarket, but take him to no matter how long it takes to get there.
Yeah.
And at some point they traveled. I had to check my geography. So where the hell is this guy? He was close to the Massachusetts border and he drove, you know, to another state to...
Because take her to a gas station.
They didn't have a high chair for...
Oh, right. Yeah.
They didn't have a high chair for the baby. And
go to f***ing Target. Like, I'm sure there's a Target near you.
Find
like,
a Target.
What
go
are we
there.
Doing at this antique shop?
Exactly. And they go to this grandma furniture store. And the poor guy comes from the back. He's like, can I help you with anything? He's like, they show the furniture store in this store. Then it's... And there's nothing like a baby stuff in there at all. And the guy says, can I help you with anything? And they say, we need a high chair for the baby. He says, well, I'm sorry. We don't sell. And she says, don't you have babies here? Like, yes, we do. But this is not the kind of store you should be going
not
to.
Not every store caters to every single need.
I'll give
That's
you directions
not how that works.
To a Target nearby.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, we don't carry that kind of furniture here. You know?
Yeah.
This guy, Mark, is like, I don't know, man. It's like, and he, you know, fly these planes and lives in the middle of nowhere.
I think we're in for it. It's going to be very, well, it actually depends. Because if Jordan, like if his kids are non-confrontational,
right,
she may just like go off on them and then they won't respond, but I would like someone to stand up for themselves. And if that's the case, then we're in for a confrontation.
Yeah, I mean,
that,
he did
that
bring
sounds like
up
it'll be
the,
pretty bad.
Second baby issue.
Bad idea.
And then Mina started, you know, crying and all that, but she has
How about work on getting your firstborn over here first before you start talking about all these other kids?
Exactly.
Okay, let's focus on what's important right now.
And how about like measuring this guy? Like, like, is this guy up to it? Like, it took him, it's been months, you know, planning this thing, and he didn't bother to go get buy a high chair or groceries or diapers for your baby, for both of you.
He's clueless. he acts clueless.
He didn't childproof the house. He didn't do anything. He just wanted to show off, you know, his plane. It's like, oh, I can fly you back to my house. It's like, okay, we got it. But beyond that, where is your brain? I don't know, for a man that is almost 60 years old.
Who looks almost 70.
Right. And then all he cares about is jacuzzi, drinking. He's like, give me a break, man.
Yeah. He's embarrassing, to say the least. Because he keeps being like, remember that time when we were in... Where were they?
Yes.
Remember Saint-Tropez? Remember, baby? Remember where we went?
And it's how like, come the, I mean, the when... Before they went into the jacuzzi, the color of the water was blue. After, I don't know how long they were in that jacuzzi.
What?
Water had turned green. I don't know if the lights were changing in the jacuzzi or it was just, you know, they were emitting something.
Someone was farting in there.
The color of the water changed from blue. Clear blue to green, like a muddy green color.
It's gross. Yeah, that's all I have
but
to say
I
about
never
this
thought too. That this guy would be this dumb. I don't know. Somebody's coming over to your house. Woody, this was the first thing you do. You clean up, organize, and buy some food.
That's this so is not basic. Even somebody. This is your future wife and your child.
Exactly.
So, like, let's get your act together.
Unbelievable. So because anyway. When I went online to check where this guy lives and how close they are to Massachusetts, I had to do my West Coast geography too to find out the distance between San Diego and Tijuana. And it's
was it like an hour?
20 minutes.
Oh. Why are they acting like she's so far away?
I mean, it takes me longer to go to work every day. And the trip from San Diego to Tijuana is 25 minutes.
I guess you add time for border patrol, right? So
no,
however long
like,
that
it's
takes.
Like zip through it. To go into Mexico is not that difficult. They don't really stop you for anything. You just go
no,
through.
No, coming back, I
even
guess.
Coming back is from, it's Tijuana. It's not like, you know. Major Tijuana. Crossings, like, you know.
Yeah, that's,
so they can
go, yeah.
It,
let's
they
move on to these
like,
guys.
Oh, we're going to travel to Mexico. It's like, they didn't even get on the plane. They were driving.
They were like, they were making such a big deal about leaving their kids. It's like, you know you can just drive, like,
right
down the road, right?
As much as you want. You can, you know, go for dinner and come back
You
home.
Can go back home in the evenings to your kids. Like, you don't need to... So here's what I think about those guys. I don't even know their names. I haven't even bothered to learn any of their names because I don't care about them. Actually, right. I dislike them. Mm-hmm. My biggest trigger with these shows is children.
Right.
You know, I get so angry when people like have children willy-nilly and then their relationship falls apart and this child is like suffering, or when they do dumb like this.
And
it's like
people that really shouldn't have kids.
Yeah.
Have children, but they have it, and now they keep their single life, you know, intact.
It's,
and it doesn't work like that.
I was so what is the woman's name? The
Amini?
Tunisian woman, Amini.
Yeah,
is it
Amini? And the
what's the guy?
The guy is Matt. So it's
Matt.
Amini.
Okay, Matt is like. Matt could be a cardboard cutout and I wouldn't even notice. Like,
right, I don't think he's...
The guy is, like, not driving the car at all, figuratively or literally. He's, like,
right. It's just
you could replace
show.
Him literally with that cutout and I would not notice.
Exactly.
I don't care for him.
Yeah.
Amini was talking all this stuff about, like, she was saying
it's
things
what,
about
yeah.
how she deserves this and she deserves, she feels entitled to...
Right.
This relationship and this and that.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
You don't deserve shit. Your children deserve a stable home.
They leave the kids for...
What are you talking about?
Kids for 2 weeks. Is why you have to leave them for 2 weeks with, you know, a quote-unquote friend and probably like a babysitter and go to Tijuana, which is like 20 minutes away. What is it that you have to see? She says, oh, I want to see how Ani reacts with her friends, how she, you know, interacts with other people. And it's like... You can go there every night, you know, just leave the house, go see her and come back home.
You guys can just live like that. What is the problem? Like, why do we need to push it any further? If you're that close, like...
Exactly.
We found out that Ani is a stripper.
Yeah.
And she got emotional talking about it, which made me upset. So I was like, I don't know. I'm worried about that because she sounded like she got emotional about
she had a terrible life, she had to take care of her kids.
Yeah. She had a really rough life.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is like, she also seems very attached to her children, but is she going to just up and leave them?
Well, she has three kids. The kids are 20 years that the 20-year-old doesn't live with her, an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old kid. We only saw the daughter, the 7-year-old, when she came home from work.
And I think the 11-year-old she has shared custody with, right?
I don't know. Probably. Most likely.
That's probably why the kid's not there all the time.
We're probably going to see just the 7-year-old child. And I don't know if that was her mom at home, or I think it was her mom was taking care of the 7-year-old because she works at nights, you know, as a stripper. And so, you know, you need somebody that you can trust to sleep at night, you know, take care of your kid. And it's a tough life, you know, it's hard. And she's like, can't wait to, you know, come to US. And the first time they brought up this fact of that, you know, they could get married and she can come here with her kids, and she was, you know, elated and she really loved the idea. But there are other issues going on here that has to be resolved. You know, if your house is so close, if it's 20 minutes away, one of those trips, take your kids with you. So if this other person that's going to come
to
your life.
I don't know if Ani can.
Well, no, not Ani, but Amini could bring her daughters once.
Right.
You know, if you're that serious, if you want... You have to you have to have the kids see this other person before she officially enters your life as as a parent. You know, and one of those trips, take the kids with you. It sounds like they just want to go there and have fun for 2 weeks.
It really
and
they don't
does. Be
bothered That's why
with the
I'm
kids,
like,
you know,
they keep acting like, I don't know, like they want to be taken seriously, like, no, this is serious. It's not just like an intimacy thing, and it's not just this, and it's not just that. And it's like, okay, it doesn't seem like that, guys.
And to go this far as to getting a divorce from your husband and marrying this other person, then bring him to your life of, you know, having two children,
quote unquote stable life,
and
yeah,
her daughter as well. So you're involving all these people that don't really want this. It's just Amini.
Exactly.
And Ani. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Because Matt hardly ever talks. He's just like, you know,
a wet blanket
hanging out with them. And I guess he has the money, or Amini has the. We don't know much about this guy. We don't know what he does. He doesn't talk much. We don't know if he's rich. He looks like he's unemployed. Or he's like a trust fund kid. You know,
he looks unemployed.
Yeah, he looks like he doesn't do anything. And it's just he got all this money like in a trust fund. And, you know, he's just spending it. He's got this, you know, $1 million house or $2 million house on the hill. He's just like going along with this whole thing. He's like, guys, just get a divorce. You know, Matt, you go your way. Amani will go with Ani. They get married and just get done with it. Why do you
Wrap
have to make it like a throuple?
It feels, it's almost like, why do we have to play this game? Because it's very clear to us as the viewer.
Because at some what point, is going on. They're driving to Mexico from San Diego, 20-minute drive. She says, oh, what? I'm very jealous from, you know, I'm Middle Eastern and, you know, I'm very possessive and I might feel uncomfortable if at some point Ani and Matt like each other more and they get to be closer to each other than me, you know, her and
yeah, like, that's another red flag. Why are you in a throuple if you have problems with,
if you bring her into your life? They're not gonna ask for your permission to get together. If that's if you're gonna be a throuple,
you're a throuple, Digga.
Yeah, so that is gonna happen for sure. So, and for her to be jealous like that at this point is ridiculous.
But it seems more like it's not a throuple, it's that Amini wants permission to have a relationship outside of her marriage.
And maybe she could use Matt's money.
I don't know. I still think it seemed like she was the breadwinner.
Yeah, they made it seem like that. And, you know, she said, oh, I'm in the tech industry and I'm
closing so I don't know.
Deals. I don't know what the hell that means. You know, they didn't go to specifics, but it was, but nothing about Matt. So we don't know. But it's red flags all over the place.
Gregory and Joan.
I mean, the issue of, the scene was that he was going to the
airport. Talk about the bread.
It was the airport scene that he was going to go and pick her up. And so he makes food for her before leaving for the airport. And he bakes this bread, sourdough bread, and he carves Joan on the bread. What he forgets to do, at least use some color additives to the top of this bread so you can see the name easier from a distance. And it's like, you can hardly see the name on that piece of bread instead of, you know, bringing her flour and stuff. Because, you know, I guess it's their private joke that, you know, he's into baking.
I don't think he's joking about it. The thing that was gross to me is, like, you're just going to, like, bare hand just, like, hold a loaf of bread in the airport.
I know.
You couldn't wrap that up in some parchment paper or something. Right. You look ridiculous. You're just standing there with bread in your hand. And he goes, oh, can't wait to teach you how to make sourdough.
I know.
What? I'm telling you, something is up.
And a couple of things that I wanted to mention about Long Island. Did you see the traffic on the parkway? It's like anywhere they went, there was traffic.
Yeah.
So they were both happy, and they sit in a car, and they're driving in this traffic back home. And the stupid guy brings up the two separate room notion. It's like, what are you doing? You know? And this is something that his mom brought up that last episode.
His mom really creeps me out. I'm sorry.
Mother Debbie brought up.
Total Debbie cult situation.
Exactly. Like, she wanted them to have separate rooms while she's living there, or while they're both living there. And he didn't like that idea. And, you know, he said it totally doesn't make sense at all. Because in 90 days, we're going to be married anyway. And it makes her cry. It's like, you know, why are you telling her that? Just tell her she came all the way from across the world to be with
you. You're the only person she knows in this brand new country.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they get home and, you know, she meets the mom, and the mom says, well, we wanted to have dinner and set some, you know, house rules and stuff. And it's like, give me a break. It's like 9:45 at night and she's exhausted. she wants to go to sleep, take a shower, go to sleep and stuff, you know. And she says,
you're too skinny. That won't last long. Don't worry. It's like, ew. I hate people make comments on people's body. Like, shut up. The mom, like, it was a small comment, but I was like, I don't like that.
I know.
He was like, yeah, I think she's, like, taking a shower. She'll be down shortly. And the mom was like, she's still in the shower?
Yeah.
And he was like, she's had a long day, you know, whatever. It was a small comment, but it's like, Okay, this is going to be bad.
I know.
Because if this woman is that critical over, it's my water, or my hot water, whatever reason she said that for, like, it's going to be a problem.
To her, it's like competition. It's like, what is going on?
Because here? She's obsessed with her son. It's exactly. Gross.
Enabled her son all these years. He didn't follow any path to make him a better person, you know, professionally and, you know.
Intentionally. So that way she could keep her son with her. It's totally gross.
Right.
It's Debbie energy. It's I love a mama's boy energy, that other show that I had to stop watching because it was so gross.
Right.
And you could tell, like, Joan was saying all legitimate stuff. She's like, we need to focus on our future, like,
exactly.
The first goal of which is to move out of this house.
Right.
And that's what we were talking about last week, where he kept being like, oh, I'll think about it later, and no blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, your future wife is like, now right. We need to deal with that, not later.
Exactly. I don't know what's going to happen with these two. And, you know, she comes to the house and they're hugging each other. And then she goes upstairs. And when Greg comes down, he says, so, Mom, what do you think? The first thing she says, oh, she's too clingy.
she said crazy. That?
Yeah, she said that. They were just, you know, next to each other. It's like, how could she be clingy?
I didn't hear that.
Clingy is somebody that is like, clings to you all the time. She just came from another country and she's just holding your son. She just couldn't see anybody else, you know, hugging her son, I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
And this two-bedroom situation, two different separate rooms, is just like, you know, episode after episode, it keeps coming up. And she's, you know, this woman that can't get over it. Like, let him, you know. And then he says, how about we leave the door open? What the hell is that? Are you children?
What is he, 15?
Yeah.
Says, you remember when you took the doors off the hinges for us when we were not being nice? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't remember.
When my
sister and I were being brats,
right.
He threatened to take the door off its hinges.
Uh-huh.
Because Sammy's room, remember, she had the two closet doors? She had two closet doors right behind the door. So first we got the locks removed, which, by the way, never went back on. So all of teenhood, neither of us had locks on our doors.
Samuel did at some point. You did too.
No.
Come on.
No. We both got them removed. All of high school, I couldn't lock my door. That's number one.
That's not true. Your door.
It is true, everyone. No, everyone listening, it's true.
We had a rule that we knock before we come in. Obviously, you needed your privacy. Samira did. I know this for sure because I remember she had a lock on her door. And we told her, we give you this thing, the lock on the door, but, you know, don't lock it.
It's a privilege that can be taken away.
Open the door,
please. That's what
you're
saying.
And at some point or another, she didn't. She decided she's not opening up the door. So I took the lock off.
Okay, so you took the, by the way, I also,
but
I don't know what.
The door off the hinges, probably not.
Both of us got the locks taken off. I don't know what I did. I must have been mouthing off or something. I got the lock off my door too. And my sister's door,
uh-huh.
Right when you walked through that room, there were two closets on either side.
Right.
So once the lock came off, she would open the closet doors and create a door jam. You remember?
I remember, yeah.
So she was like, fine, I'll create a literal barricade so you can't come in here. So every time.
Closet door situation.
Every time the doors were destroyed because we would try to open it and it would just destroy the closet doors. And I was the annoying, I'm 4.5 years younger. I was the annoying younger sibling. So they'd be so, I wouldn't even knock. I would just open the door and hit the other doors. And I'll be like, Sammy, can you close your closet doors? I'm trying to come in.
Right.
So
in effect,
then,
she really had three doors. One,
she had three doors.
Entrance door. And then two closet doors.
But anyway.
But yeah.
In terms of doors and not being locked and keeping the door open, it does remind you of being a teenager. So yeah, it does seem like Gregory is in fact stunted in his teenhood.
At the age of 35.
It's weird. Like, it's also weird that the mom is obsessed with noises that she'll hear. Like, just get it. Just stop. Why are you thinking about it so much? Like, you're so weird.
Get out of the house and do.
But it's like she's obsessed with it. Like, she keeps bringing it up. Stop. Exactly. Why are you thinking about your son sleeping with another woman? Just get it out of your head.
It's weird, and it feels like a jealousy type thing.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want to hear it. It's like if it's gross to you, you shouldn't. Like, you wouldn't even bring it up. You'd be like, exactly. I'm just going to put my head in the sand and pretend like it. But you're right. It's like, it's weird. It's like she doesn't want to hear it because it's going to bother her.
Right.
Ew. Yeah, I don't know, guys. This is all our opinion. This is alleged.
To bring it up in the car driving home and it made her cry. It's like, you don't need to do that right now. You know, just get home. Even if you get home, you say, you know, tell her, let's just, you know, you sleep on your own bed and be comfortable. And then tomorrow, you know, we'll sleep together. And just tomorrow when she wakes up, then, you know, break it down, you know. Just, this is
He's
what's
like,
happening.
I'll be here. I don't go anywhere. Right. I don't have a job.
Don't throw all that
so I'll be here.
You know, all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like Brian with his, like, colostomy bag and all of that being like, exactly. By the way, night one. It's like, right. Guys,
yeah.
Read the room. Let's give information
let's be
out.
Intimate, right?
Peace. Yeah. But yeah, that was. It does for sure seem like she 100% was a very busy and right. successful person. She mentioned something that I think about all the time, especially with our family's immigration story too. Is like, I'm a nobody here. She's like, I did all of that and I had this successful career and I'm no one here. Mm-hmm. And that's something that so many people have to grapple with, is just like giving up everything you have. It's like sometimes your credentials just don't transfer into another country. And
exactly.
It just, you know, so I hope that he has the depth to understand what she's dealing with. He seems kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I want her, she deserves someone who can be like.
Well, between Gregory and Mark, I don't know. At least he can fly a plane, maybe.
Yeah, at least Mark has
the
plane.
But he bakes sourdough bread, so.
Even so what? I don't know. I don't think they're evenly matched. I think she deserves someone a lot more of an achiever.
Right.
Now, I won't even say overachiever. I'll just say achiever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, they did trust Shekinah Sopper a bit more than Stevie and Mahdi.
Yeah.
Stevie and Mahdi points, pretty much, they're still in New Orleans and they were walking around. He was making comments about... The only one thing I wanted to mention was the fact that they seem to be the mature people in this season, because when they wake up the next day and she brings up the fact that, why did you say that? If you go back, you won't be able to come back. And he got upset that she was upset about what he had said. So
yeah,
they're very conscious of each other's feelings, which makes sense. And it's very mature. Being, you know, 26-year-old and, you know, 37-year-old. but they're still, you know, hanging out. They're having a good time. And everything he sees, she says, is like, you know, I'm taking a kid to Disney World. And everything he sees is brand new to him. And he's having so much fun that he doesn't really know where to look. And he starts comparing and he kind of stops himself. Because he thinks that if he says too much, his family might be in trouble back home.
I think it's too late.
So it's like,
sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's too late for your family.
The production eggs him on. They say, hey, you're free in this country. You can say, and then they realize that, no, he's still got family back home. And, you know, he has to be careful about what he says. So that was the only thing. And the next episode, they're going to drive back to Mississippi and we'll see. His reaction to all of that. And Shagan and Sarper were still saying goodbye, and they're packing up. They went back to his apartment. She had all these bad memories, and he had all these great memories in that apartment. And the only thing that she brings up as they're packing, she wants the relationship between him, Sarper, and her daughter to go well. So
she kind of does.
She warns him a little bit about, you know, be careful about how you interact with her and how you come across, because she's the most important thing to me, person in the world to me. And if she doesn't like you, then we're over. So he's like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Yeah. They showed our favorite flashbacks. Yes. Where he was like, what? She's a slut. Yes. She's stupid. Okay, fine, bitch. I'm sorry.
And he says, I could be I'm an asshole sometimes, but I'm cute.
Yeah.
So.
I think it'll be fine. I think he'll be conscientious because he knows that a lot is at stake. Be
careful about what he says. And he has changed a lot from the first time we've seen him. They've been shown many times in previous series, like The Other Way and a couple of other ones. So a lot of people are more familiar with Shagan and Sarper and their relationship. And that was it. We didn't see the Jessica and Juan this episode, or the couple that we haven't met yet. Or that I haven't seen yet. Mark, Mina, Matt, Mani, and Ani, I don't want to see them, but we have to.
They're like supplying the drama for the whole season.
I just can't stand this guy. Not that I can't stand him, like the way he behaves. Very, very immature, but I just get to see Shagan and Sarper and Stevie and Matty a little bit, because there's not much happening with Stevie and Matty so far. There are no arguments yet, but I'm sure at some point there will be, or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out soon enough.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Hope you join us again next week on another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter.
God bless.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, Bubba.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.